It's the Wake Up Show. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Mike Gutierrez.
I'm Ellen Foley Kessler, and this segment is brought to you by Lake Trans Park and Ride. Whether you're heading to Cleveland for work or play, Lake Trans can get you there with 20 daily departures into Cleveland. Visit LakeTran.com or call 888-LAKE-TRAN.
It's 736, 66 degrees outside. You know, I love sitting down with authors, especially when great books are just coming out. I love good stories that, I don't know, dive deeper into things that are actually happening, really happening in our world. And I have a feeling that's where Miracle Man's going, and open up some eyes, taking you down a voyage. So we want to go right to the author on the WINT Live Line, William Lebowitz. Thanks for joining us, author of The Miracle Man. How are you?
Very good, and thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. This is great. You know, The Miracle Man, you've got a character in here, Dr. Robert James Austin. I guess he possesses levels of just a higher intellect than that of Einstein. So, I mean, right off the bat, what's up with this character? Why'd you create a character with such incredible intelligence?
Well, the idea was I wanted to create, shall we say, a modern-day superhero, but someone who was believable. They had powers that weren't, you know, flying through the sky or whatever. And the idea about Robert James Austin, he has like 10 times the intelligence of Einstein. He's, an extraordinary being, and that nobody's ever been like that. And the reason I created the character was I wanted to create someone who is the ultimate anti-hero. He has great abilities, but he uses them for the betterment of mankind, not for selfish purposes. He's not interested in being a celebrity. He doesn't want publicity. I thought that someone who really uses his abilities for the good and is not looking to be a celebrity is a refreshing change from what we see so much in society today, where there's a lot of meritless celebrity, reality stars on TV, all that. So I thought it was something that would be a bit inspirational to people in today's times and the backbone of, you know, a really interesting story and drama.
I sure wish someone like Robert did exist. We sure need someone, like you said, with backbone. And, you know, his character, it says anti-Western radicals are trying to, with greed, take over. But like, you have an agency, OSSIS. Does an agency like that really exist in the world?
No, it's a fictional agency. Essentially, what that agency is, it stands for Office of Special Strategic Intelligence Services, and it's an imaginary government agency that seeks to find incredibly intelligent kids at a very young age so it can nurture them, educate them, and move them into areas that the government is most interested, meaning using the intelligence for military applications and aerospace. In short, to find people like Robert Austin and kind of make them into intelligence weapons. So it's a fictional agency, but the biggest foe that Austin has after he decides to spend his life curing diseases are actually the big pharmaceutical companies. They're the ones who form the backbone of the conflict in Miracle Man.
Well, and this is what I'm seeing in the book Miracle Man. Again, we're with author William Lebowitz. And again, William, I hope I'm saying your last name correctly.
Yes, fine.
I see in the storyline things, you know, certainly fictional stories, but there are some things that are deeper that stand out. You know, you talk about Big Pharma and the fact that, you know, they don't want Robert's research to advance. They don't want his intelligence to help cure diseases, and he sees this, and he becomes a target because of this. And there's a lot of us out here in the world that see what, you know, pharmaceuticals do for you. So there's underlying, I think you're putting out a really good message with this, and it opens up conversations. Can we say that?
No, I hear you on that, Mike.
What role does the government and politicians play in this book, Miracle Man?
Well, what happens essentially is that The big pharmaceutical companies, what we call Big Pharma, they view Austin as an extremely dangerous competitor because Austin is actually curing diseases, not just treating symptoms. And he feels that in the last 50 years, and I think it's true, not many diseases have actually been cured. The big pharmaceutical companies, they create regimens of treatment for people to take day after day, and they make a fortune doing that. Austin sees that, and he says, no, I'm going to cure diseases, and when I create medicines that actually cure them, I'm going to make them available on a nonprofit basis to as many people as possible. So Big Pharma views him as their worst nightmare come true. Where politicians come in, is it just like, you know, in actuality, big industry carries big political power, and so the big pharma companies, they get together with a lot of politicians who they contribute to their campaigns, and they enlist them through many different machinations to find ways to stop Austin or slow him down. And that adds a lot of drama in the book.
You know, when you go back and you're saying that government's recruiting children that have high intellect or they place them, now, we're not doing that in the United States, but they certainly have done that in China. I mean, we even see it for athletics in the Olympics. Russia at one time was doing it. I think if you're very, very bright in India, you're being one of the best engineers. But don't you think across the world, your theory in this book, Miracle Man, they are recruiting the best and trying to train them, the governments are trying to train them.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think it is happening, and that's why when I conjured up the OSSIS and Miracle Man, I thought it's believable, because you're absolutely right. It has happened and does happen in many countries.
Well, this is great. Now, are you looking at a it's interesting to talk about a sequel already. I mean, Miracle Man's just out. People are excited about it. But are you thinking about continuing down this line with the character that you've created?
Yeah, I am, because the ending, which is quite a surprise to readers, the ending really does set up the possibility for a sequel really well, and I've gotten a lot of great feedback on the characters. I personally like have a great affection for a lot of the characters, and so I am planning a sequel. I'm sort of beginning to sketch it out, and it's going to follow on with a lot of surprises and twists that I think will really please people who enjoy the current book, Miracle Man.
And I think, you know, the show The Big Bang Theory, that's about so many kids that are so intelligent, socially enough, but very, very intelligent. I could see your character dropping in to have a chat with them.
That's funny. You never know. You never know. But it is true. The book gets into some interesting psychological dimensions, because Bobby Austin is a very complex character. He has a lot of internal demons, and as we know from even watching shows like Big Bang, as you just said, very often extraordinary intelligence carries with it some negative social consequences. And certainly Bobby Austin, you know, in Miracle Man, he suffers from a lot of that. And to some degree, you know, when you think, okay, who are the foes who are opposing him, to some degree he even opposes himself, because he has a lot of demons. And I think that's always interesting. It's another dimension of conflict.
Well, the book Miracle Man, named Winner of Best Thriller this year, 2014, at the National Pacific Book Award. Congratulations on that, William.
Thank you.
It's on the shelves, and really, I think you're hitting multiple levels. I really think that there's a lot of different levels and layers, I should say.
Well, I think you're onto something.
And
I appreciate it.
Help open people's eyes, and no problem. Thanks for joining us on WINT. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me. I really do appreciate it. Take
That's
care.
Good stuff, as always.